Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily, mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has much to say to his people. Good things are on the way. The Lord our God changes everything. When we involve him into our lives, he gives us a greater perspective to help us go forward and not backwards. Help us realize increase. And every day he gives us golden opportunities, a chance to make great choices that can make the difference. And when he guides us, we have to catch it with our faith. We have to latch onto it by faith. And we have to act on what we trust by our faith. Because God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. That will always be true. He loves us and he cares about us. And he wants to help us go forward and not backwards. He means well. He will show us things to come, help us go forward and not backwards. There's so much that we can do as we trust him and take him at his word. And that's the key. Now, I say these things often, but these are the greater, this is where we're missing it. It's the little foxes that spoil the vine. See, the little foxes, they eat the beginning of the vine, and the whole thing is ruined. You know, if we can trust God, he can help us, and his help is powerful. Now, when you look at the facts, God can do all things. He make everything with precision. Everything bears fruit after its kind. An oak tree bears acorns. They don't bear peaches. Peach trees, they bear peaches. They don't bear apples. Everything has its own order and function. Now, if there was no sin in the earth, if man didn't sin, there would be no sin in the earth. There would be no thorns. There would be no whatever a mosquito was before sin got in the world. It would have been a good animal, a good insect. Spiders wouldn't be poisonous. Ants wouldn't be. Some ants are poisonous. Nothing would be poisonous if there was no sin. If Adam didn't sin, there would be no sin in anything else. There would be nothing that can kill a man. And because sin, because of the way we see sin, it looks good to us sometimes. It's always wrong. And we need reminders. When you see a beautiful rose bush with all those thorns on it, they remind you, they serve to remind you that sin is here. When a mosquito bites you and it hurts and swell up and itches, and it reminds you that there's something wrong with creation. Sin is in it. It's not supposed to be here. You want to enjoy summer and then you got problems. You got even the pollen in the air. Irritate people's allergies. It wouldn't if there was no sin, it wouldn't bother you. But sin is here. Sin is dangerous. And the strength of sin is the law. Sinful people can't keep the law. People that love sin, they can't keep it either. And we have the power through Jesus Christ to not only avoid it, but hate it. Just like Israel was supposed to drive out the Canaanites, the Amalekites, the Amorites, the Philistines, all of them. We have to drive out the foreign thoughts, the fiery darts of Satan. When all of his thoughts, they're like fiery darts. They start a destruction against the life of God. And that's why there's so many people have fallen away that once believed on Jesus. They fell away because they got enticed by those fiery darts that Satan shot. Suggestions. And they say, well, I ought to be able to have fun and do this and that. Some people say, well, my marriage isn't good. I just see somebody else. And that's not right. You're supposed to give your marriage all you got in the love of God. If somebody want out, then that's not your fault. But if you're supposed to fix it, you're supposed to believe God for it. But you can't make somebody do something that they don't want to do. That happens too. So statements like that cause people that had a divorce to feel condemned. But everybody that got divorced, that wasn't their fault. Marriage is serious, and the world say, well, you could just do it this way or that way. That's a fiery dart too. A man can marry a man, no big deal. He was born a woman, he's just in the wrong body. That's not true. That's a lie. If his body is a man, he's tempted. That's an evil spirit. Homosexuality, lesbianism, those are evil spirits. It's no different than fornication and adultery. It's just got a different face on it, a different sway about it. I tell you what, those who struggle with such things, if they drive it out in the name of Jesus, they'll be what God created them to be. Now, Jesus did say that some don't get married because they're eunuchs. Some people, they would rather be alone. They have the design to be a unit. They'd rather be alone. That's not wrong. He was saying that that's not wrong. And then there are birth defects that cause people to be units. And that's not their fault either. And then there were people who were captured and castrated. This was something that they did long ago, and sometimes now in some crazy places in the world. But God loves the eunuch. He loves everybody. And he has special rewards for those who are eunuchs. Everybody don't want to be married. But if you are married, you're sharing your life with someone else, and the two of you become one. If you look at the beginning, the intentions of God were holy, and they are holy now. And it's a blessing. If you want your life to be full of joy and the wonders of God, you have to seek Him out. You have to trust Him, not what some poison angel said. Satan was once an angel. He's poisonous. He's dangerous. He's evil. You can't trust anything. If he's thinking, he's lying. There's nothing right in it. He comes to kill, steal, destroy. He shoots lies, poisonous darts, to hinder God's people, to make us look no better than the world, no different. And we all have the same problems because Satan is out there trying to give us those problems. Problems come from Satan. They come from lack of knowledge and other people's lack of knowledge. Some people are honorable. They want to do what's right. They want to do everything God's way. And I mean everything God's way. And they're married to somebody that won't make up their mind to do it God's way. And that's not their fault. People choose wrong. But see, if a person want to do wrong, they want to do wrong from their own heart. That's not God's fault. And God's not going to make them change their mind. It's a waste of time to ask God to change. Give them information. Love them anyway. If they won't change them, they don't want to be changed. And if they don't want to be changed, that's their problem. If they want to walk out of your life, you got promoted. And I say that because if the Lord is looking for people that worship Him in spirit and in truth, We want to be married to somebody that want to be married to us. We want people in our life that want to be in our life. If they don't want to be in our life, they don't have to be in our life. And it's all right to go forward anyway. If people walk out, you're still alive to God. And God got people that will want to be in your life. He got friends that will want to be friends with you and not just use you and come around when they need something. There's people that will want to be married to you, and they'll treat you like a person. They'll treat you like you want to be treated. They'll love you like you love them. If somebody want to leave, they just want to let them go. If it's not from the heart, it ain't no good. That's not a marriage. That's bondage when somebody don't want to be. They want to control you or something. They can't receive you for who you are. Especially if they don't like God. You love God. You want to do things God's way, and they don't like God. The word says that many will fall away, taking heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And sometimes Christians are married to people that's like that. You want to do things the right way. They want to be in strife. They want to make their own rules. Now remember, God put enmity between his people and Satan's people. People that gravitate to the world. They reject knowledge and they go back to the world like Demas did. And they act like Diotrephes. They do the same things that Lucifer did. Alright, go to Isaiah 14 and get a good picture of what Lucifer did. He tried to take something that God didn't give him. He tried to skip steps. See, with God, you're unlimited. You can grow as much as you want to. But it's to serve, not to control other people. That's not the heart of God. In his kingdom, we work to serve or to be a blessing to people. The disciples of Christ, he said, they asked which one would be the greatest. And Jesus said, the one that serves the most. He said, he that's a greater servant will be first. He that will wash his brother's feet. Now watch this, in spirit and in truth, he means it. He loves the person. He loves people. Jesus laid his life down for us. That's greater than washing our feet. He did something for us that we couldn't do. So he's going to always be the greatest. Then he sent the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit came and willingly guides us into all truth. And the Father's orchestrated the whole thing. This was his will. So you have to be like him if you want to be great, for real. Satan said, if you want something, take something. Swindle people out of it. Lie. Use illusions and lie. Deceit. Be cunning. Be selfish. Get others before they get you. It's all right to run a Ponzi scheme. If you don't want to be married to them, you know, if you figure out you don't like them anymore, you just leave and get somebody else. All of it is wrong, folks. People need to do what's right and not what's wrong. People need to do what's right and true and not just what feels good. When people have a mind to sin, they don't think about everybody that's the people that's going to get hurt by their actions. And they don't really. It's not enough to stop the actions. They're looking at what they're after. And if your focus changed, everything in your life changed with it. And every choice has its own future attached to it. Every choice has its own future attached to it. And you might not like the end result. The end of sin is death. When you're driving down the road and it's a beautiful day, a day just like that, all at once, you're dead. But one day, your life will stop. And whatever you've done, you've done. And you can't go back and change it. But if you choose life, you're going to live forever. That means nothing right now. People can't value time like that because it takes a lot of consideration to imagine forever. But it means forever. They don't realize that the time I have now will never run out. See, once you're in the kingdom of God, you live forever. If your body dies, you just keep living. You keep doing. Now, a lot of people say, well, I wouldn't want to live forever. They think that they're just going to die and not exist. They're wrong. They're terribly mistaken. You are made in the image of God. You will live forever. Your spirit can't die, cannot die. There's a lot of people wish they could not exist anymore. But they can't. They got to feel the pain of hell forever. Hell is a trap. It's a real place. It's a prison. And it traps people that's anti-Christ, people that's anti-God. If you're anti-Christ, you're anti-God too. And people that want to go around Christ, they're thieves and robbers. They won't even understand why they're there. They're just gonna be in hell burning. And they can't come back and warn their friends. See, God called me to the ministry. And part of my assignment is to warn people about the truth of God's word. Let them know what's happening. But if you love the world, what I'm saying means nothing. But if you love God, it's insight. When you love the Lord and you believe on Jesus Christ and you're going to go to heaven His way, you're going to go to heaven. You're in the kingdom of God. You're going to live forever. And there's peace. There's peace because peace is fellowship. You have fellowship with God. You have peace with God. And it's from the inside. The salvation of Jesus Christ works from the inside out. Everything else works from the outside in. The Muslims like to produce fear in people. I'm not afraid of Muslims or anybody else. Bandits. I'm not afraid of them. They just men. They're going to die. I'm not. I'm not afraid of any other religion and the wrong things that men do. Some people are sociopaths and psychopaths. They're just crazy people. I love people because God made them. They're made in His image. They have potential. If they're breathing, even the ones that don't like me, if they hear this word and the word gets in their heart, they may become my brother. But I'm not going to blow them up if they don't believe. I'm not going to hate them if they don't agree with me. I'm not going to work against them if they don't agree, they just don't agree. If they don't receive this message, it doesn't bother me at all. It bothers me mostly for them. I'm not afraid of them, and I want them to live and enjoy God just like me. I'm not trying to shut them down. I'm not trying to destroy them. They can believe whatever they want to. Anybody can. Because God wants people that love Him sincerely. If a person agrees with everything I'm saying and they don't love God sincerely, they're not gonna stay in the kingdom anyway. If they love this world, they're gonna operate according to the world. I don't care who it is. And I know this. You gotta people that love, then everybody in the kingdom of God, they are volunteer soldiers. They're there because that's what they want. And I respect that. If they don't want to be in the kingdom of God, what grieves me about it is I love them and I want the best for them. But if they won't see it, if they want to be deceived, they want to be in rebellion, there's nothing I can do for them. There's nothing Jesus can do anymore for them, because he died for them, true. But salvation, we receive it by faith. We receive it by faith. Full-time faith. We believe it, we receive it by our faith. They got to believe it and receive it by their faith. Just shall live by his faith. It's personal. He didn't say the just shall live by Thurston's faith. He didn't even say the just shall live by Jesus' faith. He said the just shall live by his faith. And that's if so. Everybody that go to heaven, that's they there because that's what they want. Now, those that made up their mind, I love God. I believe on Jesus. I'm going to heaven, no matter what. I love God. My hat's off to them. I help them. I can help them. I pray to say things that will help them grow. And I want them to grow beyond where I grow. Because that's just the way of God. I love people. Even the terrorists, even the crazy people. Because sometimes the enemy has trapped people and swayed them into something beyond their intelligence, while they didn't know it. Everybody don't understand the spiritual warfare. I give them that. But I pray over my life, and I believe God for my safety. He's my safety. And I preach fearlessly. And I always will. And I've had good success. I've been in all kinds of situations, and I always win. The Lord always bring me out of my troubles. So as long as I live, I'm going to preach. And I'm going to do it God's way. Because I love him and because I trust him. But those who dare make the same decision, you got a good future attached to your choice. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. His return is imminent. Be ready so you won't be left. Leave the world where it is. Follow God and learn his way, his truth. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.